This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Joe Biggs.
The War on Corruption.
Coming up,
it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, next segment, Swallowswell out in California was sick, Bannel, semi-autos. So Joe Biggs, former InfoWars.com reporter, great patriot, veteran, said, man, this is going to cause a war. Well, Swallowswell said, we'll nuke your ass. Joe's coming up next segment, but here's a report from Paul Watson, the truth about Brexit. It's powerful.
Just be honest, this whole thing was designed to fail from the very beginning. Theresa May never intended to dignify the referendum result. I warned that they were going to stab us all in the back from day one. Theresa May deliberately negotiated a crappy deal, knowing it would be rejected so as to create the pretext for cancelling Brexit. If you enter into a negotiation with no limits on the length to which you'll compromise, that's not a negotiation, that's a capitulation, that's surrender. From the start, this has been one long process in managed surrender.
My right honourable friend, and she is unquestionably honourable, said that we would leave the customs union. Annex 2 says otherwise. My right honourable friend said that she would maintain the integrity of the United Kingdom. A whole protocol says otherwise. My right honourable friend said that we would be out of the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice. Article 174 says otherwise. As what my right honourable friend says and what my right honourable friend does no longer match.
This is not Brexit. This is a failure of government policy. It needs to be rejected.
I mean, for God's sake, her chief negotiator, the guy cutting the deal, Ollie Robbins, was a staunch communist who defended Stalin. What did you expect? Now, Theresa May is threatening no Brexit whatsoever if her sandwich of a deal gets rejected, which it will. And that was the plan all along. I knew this is what would happen because it's a tried and tested EU model. Give people the illusion of choice, the facsimile of democracy. Let them vote, but if their vote defies the EU, just sabotage the process or make them vote again and again and again until you get the result you want. Citizens across the continent voted to reject the Maastricht Treaty, to reject the Nice Treaty, to reject the EU Constitution, to reject the Lisbon Treaty, to reject the euro bailout. Every time, the votes were ignored, emphasising the fundamentally anti-democratic nature of the European Union.
We are being asked to sign up to a deal that doesn't really give us Brexit, that betrays the greatest democratic exercise in this country. But I have to say, tonight, I'm feeling more optimistic. I'm seeing the resignations. I think we're getting close to the end of the worst and most duplicitous Prime Minister in British history, and that will give us a chance for a fresh start.
This is also about punishing the UK to intimidate other European countries out of pursuing their own form of Brexit. This is nothing less than a complete and total betrayal of democracy. We didn't vote to sign up to everything under a different name and be the EU's bitch. We voted to leave the EU. This deal de facto keeps us in the EU, but with no say and no influence. It turns us into a slave state. And on top of that, we're handing over £39 billion for the privilege. We're the prostitutes in this exchange. We're the ones getting bent over and screwed. Yet we're paying them. This deal is so awful that we'd be better off staying in the EU. And that was the plan all along. Now they're going to push for a second referendum, which includes the option of cancelling Brexit. An option that will serve as a death sentence for the very notion of Great Britain as a democratic country. Having stuck in the knife, May and her globalist cabal are now twisting it by putting the country at risk of the chilling prospect of being ruled by Jeremy Corbyn, a terrorist sympathiser who thinks that Venezuela's socialist dystopia is a model for the world.
The choice is now clear. We stand up for the United Kingdom, the whole of the United Kingdom, the integrity of the United Kingdom, or we vote for a vassal state with the breakup of the United Kingdom. That's the choice.
Theresa May never represented the interests of the United Kingdom to begin with. So how on earth is she still in power? This is it. This is our last chance to appoint a leader whose loyalties lie with their country, not with a gaggle of odious technocrats in Brussels. This is the last chance for Britain to avoid disappearing down a hard left hellhole. This is the last chance for Britain to avoid a constitutional crisis.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Swallowswell, the globalist Democrat out of California on the Intelligence Committee that said that Tucker Carlson was a Russian agent with no proof, just an absolute un-American criminal, covering up for Hillary and the real Russian collusion, Uranium One, Mueller delivering uranium on tarmacs. He has come out and said we want to ban all semi-autos and all over the country. We've got a report coming up after Joe Biggs leaves us. The police are saying they don't want to do this. They're being sent to people's houses at 5 a.m., 4 a.m. to confiscate legal guns, and people don't know what's happening. They're getting killed, and cops are getting killed. Well, if this really sets off a chain reaction, we're going to have a big problem. I don't want anybody to get killed that's law-abiding. But when tyrants write the laws, I guess tyranny's law, so it's your duty to resist it. We're coming to that point. But Eric Swalwell, or Swallowswell, as he's known, he swallows tyranny well, or tries to get us to, Joe Biggs tweeted at him when he said, ban all the semi-autos, and he said, hey, we'll nuke your ass. Submit. We are the Borg. Here's Dan Bongino and others covering it on Fox News.
Calling for a ban on certain guns.
Well, social media erupted in response with one user replying in part. So basically, Congressman Swalwell wants a war because that's what you would get.
The congressman responding with a tweet saying it would be a short war, my friend. The government has nukes, too many of them, but they're legit. I'm sure if we talked, we could find common ground to protect our families and communities.
I mean, this may be the single dumbest tweet in the history of the Twitters. Who tweets this? No less a United States congressman. Now, just some background on this, though, Jedediah. Congressman Swalwell, months ago, had proposed the idea of legislation to confiscate firearms from legal gun owners to take away weapons there's actual a background to this story. So the story came up again, and that's how he got in this back and forth. But he wants to run for president in 2020. Like, what's his slogan going to be? Like, Swalwell 2020, we've got the nukes. This is the liberal mindset that we should get.
So Joe Biggs joins us for the rest of the hour, and we'll cover the waterfront with Joe, military veteran, InfoWars reporter, correspondent, and he still corresponds, but he's doing his own thing at AmericanTriggerPullers.com out in Florida, spending more time with his family, if you respect. I want to go over the Twitter storm against him, because, A, you don't use nukes on a civilian population unless it's a whole country in rebellion. You don't nuke L.A. because there's a million people won't turn their guns in out of 6 million. Just the arrogance of this guy really blew up in his face. We had nukes but couldn't beat the Vietnamese in a 15-year war in Vietnam. There's so many angles to this, but then he tried to walk it back. But to me, Joe, and I'm glad you engaged him and got him to say this, but really it's the fact that he wants to ban all semi-autos. According to their definition, that's more than half the firearms out there that only kill a few hundred people a year in illegal activity. The media hypes each event, but we're 330 million people. It's still one of the most rare ways to die is to be shot by a semi-automatic rifle. We don't lessen those that are killed, but I'm certainly glad you engaged him on Twitter. You've been really kicking butt on Twitter, Joe.
Yeah, you know, I've gotten into spats with this guy numerous times on Twitter, arguing over you know, gun control and things like that before. And Friday, I picked up my phone. I was like, I'm going to, you know, cruise through and see what I see on here. And my buddy John Cardillo, he's a reporter out of Florida. He posted this old article that Swalwell, he did this op-ed and talking about how he wanted to go in and take guns from people. And I saw that and my skin started to boil and my blood started to boil and I got angry and I threw my phone down on the bed and I said, I'm not even going to engage this. And I walked in the living room and I got so mad. I ran back in my room. I grabbed my phone. I was like, you know what? Screw this. I got to talk to this guy. And I just started going off. I was like, man, I was like, if you were to actually do something like this, I mean, you're going to create more problems than the good that you think you're going to get out of it. I said, you would literally cause a war because what you're doing is you're a person who says you're sworn to uphold the Constitution. And here you are telling me that I can't have something that is my constitutional right. But meanwhile, you'll go to bat for Acosta. It's Acosta's First Amendment right. Donald Trump is violating the Constitution by not allowing Acosta to go and sit in that White House press briefing. But it's okay in the same breath to go, I'm going to take your guns away and there's nothing you can do about it. And if you don't, I'm going to nuke your ass. I mean, that's just completely and totally ridiculous, especially coming from a sitting congressman in California. I mean, how does this guy even still have a job? Why aren't people calling for this guy? And not only is he a congressman, he also plans to run for president in 2020. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
Well, you're right, Joe Biggs. And you know, people say, oh, he was just joking. No, he went on in more tweets and was like, well, hypothetically, we have more power than you, as if the people are separate from the government, as if you let's say you nuke, all the cities in Austin are now blue. Let's say you nuke Georgetown, a conservative city north of Austin, because they won't turn their guns in. You radiate thousands of miles around you. Just the idea that he sees the government as separate from the people, when you talk about using a war crime, just illustrates that this ruling class has all these weapons we paid for, and now it's worried about the peace shooters we have. They want total dominance.
Well, he told me, he finally replies, and he goes, well, because we have nukes, there's no way that a bunch of peasants, you know, like regular people, civilians, would even think about rising up with guns. And I go, have you even heard of insurgency? Have you seen what's happened in Iraq? Have you seen what's happened in Afghanistan? We have nuclear deterrent, yet it's not stopping people from continuously attacking our troops, continuously getting into, battles and wars all the time on a daily basis.
Yeah, bottom line, nuclear weapons are only good for mutually assured destruction or absolute total genocide. And look, the Japanese wouldn't give up at the end of World War II. I'm not happy about Hiroshima and Nagasaki, but I get we lost 300,000 troops in that fight. And we told them, give up. We have a super weapon. They didn't believe it. We dropped one on them. We dropped another the next day. They finally got it. But that was a tinker toy bomb compared to what they've got now. So here's the left that always says nukes are bad, but now they're foaming at the mouth to use it. Let's look at some of these incredible Twitter responses with former Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and InfoWars.com former reporter Joe Biggs here. Let's look at some of these. Wow, still can't believe a member of our government said he'd nuke U.S. civilians refusing to hand over the guns. And we've got Colonel Rob Manis, retired, says, well, Ed Swallowswell just disqualified himself from President of the United States, which he wants in 2020. Any elected official that would imply using the United States nuclear weapons against its own citizens to deprive them of their rights is insane, not to mention, you know, zero about warfare. Yeah, that's not the type of weapon you use for that. And again, it just shows their total ignorance even about how firearms work. Here's what Glenn Greenwald, a real liberal, said. Eric Swalwell is simply an idiot who's built a large-scale media hashtag resistance following by being the member of Congress willing to issue the most inflammatory, reckless, and extreme decrees about Russia and Trump, the easiest way to get noticed by the Dems. And there's a bunch of other ones that we can pull these up. There's one that shows Vietnamese troops fighting U.S. troops, which I'm not happy about, but happened. We had nukes and couldn't beat them because we were trying to conquer them. Reminds me of which side of the military he would be on this imaginary war, says Scott Adams. Here it is. The government has nukes. It'll be a short war. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, August 6th, 1945. Vietnam War, November 1st, 1955, April 30th, 1975. Years after the United States stated that had nukes and more advanced weaponry and still lost the Vietnamese farmers because it was their country. And again, I'm sad that all happened. I'm not siding with them, but that's just the fact. This guy has really jumped the shark, Joe Biggs.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's nuked his chances at a presidential career in the future. You know, and it sparked a big debate again, which is good. It's always good to have these conversations, minus the threat of nuclear war by a sitting congressman. But this lady that works for Newsweek, she texted or tweeted me. She goes, almost every single person I've ever heard of with an AR-15 has been a mass murderer. I mean, that's insane. Like, this is the kind of stuff that the left's spreading about law-abiding gun owners.
I saw the numbers. They estimate 50 million Americans own a AR-15 M4 variant of some type. And what, we may have like 50 killers? So 50 million are guilty, 60 million are guilty for a few people. Well, look, how many Islamists drive trucks into people every day? We read about in Europe with almost no coverage. 20 dead, 50 dead, 100 dead. We don't blame trucks. We blame the person driving the truck. The fact that there are these mentally ill people is no reason for us to have guns. By the way, what was the peak year for gun crime in the United States and gun deaths? 1987. Look it up. 1987, up to 1,000 deaths a day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you talk, your neighbor will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, undoubtedly, the biggest story of the last 48 hours since Friday afternoon is Joe Biggs simply tweeting back at Eric Swalwell, this Democrat globalist anti-gun commie, and saying, you want to ban all the semi-autos in an NBC interview? Those people are going to fight back. He goes, shut up, we got nukes, we'll dominate you. So no one cares that the Democrats are now more and more admitting they want to ban guns. But the fact that he said use nukes, even Huffington Post, even a bunch of leftist publications, Joe, came to actually your defense and other people's defense and said, yeah, this is pretty fascistic to talk like this. What do you think the mindset is of this guy that, you know, he talks like this?
Well, it's pretty horrifying, like I said, when you know that this guy is, you know, looking to run to be president in 2020. You know, it's horrifying that to think that a guy could run for the highest office and have that type of mindset to be so anti-American, to be so anti-Constitution, and would want to take those rights away from people and try to put police and military in these predicaments where they have to go do things like that. You know, thankfully, I know most police officers or most military would never go along with something like that, but you would always still have some, you know, some turncoats, but it's just frightening to think that a guy like that that could reach that, you know, potential high office has that type of mindset when dealing with that. He goes, you know, he says, if you're a good law-abiding citizen, Joe, you would just give them over. You would do the right thing. You wouldn't fight back. And I go, well, that's my right. So, yes, I would.
And again, you can't be trusted with a firearm, but he can be trusted with nukes he wants to use on you. Like, do people get the separation of power here?
I don't know, man. This guy is too far and beyond. He doesn't make any sense. I mean, that probably goes down in history as one of the dumbest things a politician has definitely ever said on Twitter. We'll put that. But it's just frightening in that you're seeing the shift with the left. I mean, we saw after the Parkland shootings here in Florida, you saw those kids come out on that stage and they said, you know what? They say that we're going to take guns. You know, you give us an inch, we're going to take a mile. We're going to take the guns. And now you see these politicians, these left-wing politicians, who are kind of trying to shift what they believe in their target audience, which are these kids that are starting to go far, far more left than Stalin. And they are starting to use that rhetoric now. Instead of saying, oh, we don't want to ban your guns, they're coming out and saying it. We will take your guns, and we will use force if necessary. And if you fight back, we're going to nuke you. That's just, it's insane.
Well, that's what's crazy is I remember reading Democratic Party documents, CFR documents, saying once we register, then we'll ban, we'll do it incrementally, but we got to keep it secret. And now they're just in the Boston Globe. It's time to get rid of the Declaration of Independence. It's time to get rid of the First Amendment. It's time to get rid of the Second Amendment. It's time to disarm. You know, it's time to just arrest conservatives. These people, I don't want the Democrats to be villains. I don't want it. I'm not even a Republican. I'm just a patriot. What has happened to them, Joe? It seems like they've radicalized. So I remember you were here like 6 years ago, started working at InfoWars, and you come back from Iraq and all the rest of it. And I remember back then you even thought, like, I was a little extreme, maybe. Okay, it's not that bad. Then later you got more radical than I was, if my memory serves. But what is the problem? Because now this stuff's so radical. It's like Antifa's at Tucker Carlson's house saying, we know where you live. We're going to get your kids. And then CNN defends it. I mean, at a certain point, it's like, what the hell is going on here?
It's getting so hostile, it's forcing both sides to kind of become radicalized in a sense. You know, you've got the right going far right, and you've got the left going far left, and the people in the middle are getting trampled over. You know, it's almost like you've got to either stick to your guns, you've got to be a hardcore constitutionalist, you've got to stand up for your First Amendment rights regardless, your guns, everything that you want. And if you don't, you know, you're just a, you know, centrist guy. You're nothing. You're crap. You're a joke. You can't make up your mind. And then
Let me ask you this. I mean, I know you're a guy that loves people, black, white, brown, you name it. The media, the leftist media is like everywhere. I've got a report on Infowars.com where they're teaching kids in school that whites at public schools are inherently bad. It's all over the news. They're trying to create a race war, and it's so incredibly sad to see everything Martin Luther King and others worked for being betrayed. Why do you think the left is going with this agenda? Because we're not about race-based politics. We're about freedom-based and ideas and free market unifying us. But the left is going with classical cultural Marxism, and it's just so nasty.
Yeah, I think it's going to get bad, I'd say, in about 10 years. Right now, we think it's bad. But like you said, this indoctrination, the stuff that they're teaching our kids, you know, the things that my daughter, when she's old enough to go into school here pretty soon, is going to start, they're going to start teaching these crazy things. And, you know, it's going to be one of those things at home where you got to sit down and you got to reverse engineer this crap that they're trying to teach you or to teach your kids and stuff. And I mean, I saw that video that Paul Joseph Watson did about that, where they're teaching these kids that, you know, white people are bad. That's horrible. And that's why I'm saying in about 10, 15 years, this is when we're really going to see a lot of clashes and a lot of
I mean, the left just tested and tested, and we've put up with it. So now they talk about the KKK. That's a bunch of losers. This is real powerful groups in public schools on YouTube. They're teaching this type of stuff, and it's just disgusting. Joe, you know, we talk about 15 years, 10 years from now. And we talk about fighting it and telling our kids this is wrong. And I'm the same way. I'm busy, and my kids pick this stuff up. Even though I'm Alex Jones, they still pick up the BS. Some of them, like high and mighty, are going, hey, we have to dip it in the bud. But what about what Lou Dobbs talked about a few weeks ago that almost got banned? Hey, the UN gets State Department money to fund these migrant hordes. Cut the funding. Or, hey, cut the funding to schools that teach this. Instead of fighting the propaganda, how about we say as taxpayers, you don't get the funding to do all this crap? I think that's the answer.
Yeah, it's a good way. You cut the money off, and then they can't do that. They can't continue to grow, and they can't continue to push out that propaganda and that left-wing extreme rhetoric that they're doing. You know, it's intense now. I mean, here, I used to live in Florida. I joined the Army in Florida in 2003, and this is really my first time back in, you know, a long time. And boy, has Florida changed. I mean, this used to be a pretty red state. I mean, it's on that purple scale right now. You know, it's hard to walk out in public, even with political shirts on, without people wanting to jump down your throat and scream and become, you know, physically.
It's the bullying. The left is like we're in Cuba. They think like you're not allowed to be wearing a pro-gun shirt. And so now I catch myself doing it every day. I didn't used to, but now I'm going to.
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, I decided to test the waters, and I wore one of my shirts that says "Make Democrats Cry Again." And this guy goes, "What does that mean? What does that mean? Does that mean that you like Trump? Do you think that it's funny that he's destroying our country?" I go, "Destroying our country? We have a booming economy. Unemployment's, you know, through the roof. I mean, we're doing so good right now."
Well, they're the ones that want to destroy it. These are conquerors, and those that are with them are camp followers who are. It's true, Joe. Democrats are not Americans. America's never been great. It'll never be that great. Cuomo. They literally have signed on to globalism, and we want to go, oh, free market, open ideas, free speech. Hey, they have their free speech, but they're not Americans. When I say that, folks, that's so profound. Dianne Feinstein and Michael Moore aren't Americans. They're globalists. Obama hates America. We'll come back with Joe Biggs and talk about what do we do about a good 30% of the public. Actually, their modus operandi, their operating system, their ethos is hating America. What do we do? We better take action or they're going to win. We're down the line right now. The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globals tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I don't want to defend Trump like I do because I don't want to be so completely committed to somebody. But always, he's right. And always, the mainstream media misrepresents what he's saying or doing. He says, build fire breaks. They got rid of the policy 30 years ago. It's burning down the West. And all the firefighter associations say he's right. He says we got to have a border with Mexico. There's a lot of criminals coming in. They say he hates all Mexicans. Never said it. And then I look at what they're currently doing and how our own media sides with communist China against America. And I look at how the left, when you tune into what they're writing or saying in public schools or college, it is the most Nazi. They call us Nazis all day, and I thought, that's dumb they call us Nazis. They know that's not true. That's because they're the Nazis. I mean, I have a longtime family friend going back to when I was a little kid. My best friend died about 10 years ago, but my best friend's mom, a big family friend, went on all these trips with us. And one of her granddaughters was part African-American or whatever, and I'm good friends with her. And she went to Southwest Texas University the last few years. She's graduating right now. And they literally come into class and say, Alex Jones is a white supremacist. And Alex Jones is a Nazi. And Alex Jones is fake news. And she's known me her whole life and camped out with me and been on boats with me and eaten dinner with me probably 50 times. And she got pissed. And they said, listen, you shut your ass up. Lose your degree. Well, that took her from being a liberal for the good things liberals claim to absolutely being against them. I'm not going to say her name. She's a beautiful young woman. But that's the thing. She's like, I know Alex Jones. That professor said, a white woman, you shut your ass up right now. He's a Nazi. She said, no, he's not. What you just said about him is a lie. And that's why they want to censor us and silence us so they can say whatever they want about us and not be challenged. You know, Joe Biggs, taking our guns is a big deal. Because slaves are disarmed. It's always the side of organ hooks, but the taking of the First Amendment and the way they've targeted conservatives and nationalists that becomes a campaign contribution of the Democrats. This is the only reason the Republicans didn't keep the House. They kept the Senate, which is historic. And we have to take action. And that's our biggest deficit is the average Republican doesn't know how this cyber stuff works. They won't even take Republican ads on Facebook or Twitter, on most of them, for Congress people. But they'll take Democrats. The fact that they let them do that is total discrimination. They go, oh, it's a private company. So newspapers won't take Republican ads either. Or if you're black, you can't rent a hotel room. This is so fundamental, and we've been free so long, the average conservative wants to play the part of kind of like we're the establishment. We're not. We're the underdog. We better start acting like it, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, you got to look at the entire political spectrum right now. It's all changed after we elected Trump. I mean, you know, the typical boring, total line, you know, Christian, I'm married and I have a wife, you know, and I've got a dog and three kids and I was a vet. Like that same kind of mentality these politicians use in all their videos doesn't work anymore. You know, people on the right need to realize that it's all shifting and changing. And if you really want to reach some of these younger people that are in college right now and they're being brainwashed to go left, and there's many of them that are starting to think for themselves and they're going, I want to go right, but it looks boring. I mean, Republicans at the end of the day are milquetoast most of the time. They're so boring. But you see a guy like Trump, man, he's so different. He's so energetic. A friend of mine the other
because
day
because he's a populist. He's not. No, exactly. There's nothing more boring than liberals obsessed with what Halloween costume you're wearing. Why are we letting them be the cool people? They're not. They're super uncool.
Exactly. I mean, we need to really rethink our approach to politics. We need to really rethink our approach to how we push out our messages as conservatives, as Republicans, as right wingers, whatever you are. We've really got to change that narrative, and we need to come out there attacking hard. I mean, look at Brian Kemp's ads. This is the only right-wing person that I saw, the guy that ran for governor in Georgia and finally won. His ads were amazing. They were hilarious. You could relate to it. At the end of the day, I mean, I thought about the ad throughout the day, and I live in Florida, and I'm thinking about, you know, this guy that's running for governor in Georgia because his ads really hit home. You know, he's like, yeah, I got a gun because when my daughter starts dating, I want to make sure that there's a good guy coming around. Or I drive a truck because I, at least, you know, in case I come up around, you know, a bunch of migrants that are illegals, I can take them to the Border Patrol station and have them deported or whatever like that. You know, he's using these current events.
He took the fake political correctness that, well, obviously we're not doing that, and made it a joke.
Yeah, exactly. And that's good. And that's what people on the right are going to have to start doing. Everyone's like, we have to be in the high ground. We have to take the high ground. Well, there's a war going on. There's people in the trenches. And the only ones that are coming out right now, the ones that are, you know, taking control, are the ones willing to get down there and get dirty.
No, I totally agree. The whole blue blood thing, which was why I used to be neutral politically. The Republican blue bloods are the nastiest, dumb, and they're beyond racist. If you don't know their granddaddy's granddaddy, you aren't in the club. They're classist. And that's not what America is about. Well, Job, the people just joined us. In the last few minutes we've got left for you in this segment, I got some big news coming up next segment. You challenged Eric Swalwell, and he said, I'll nuke your ass if you don't turn your guns in. This is one of the defining moments in America. There's a lot of stuff out there, but I agree, this is one of the dumbest tweets ever. This has really gone viral, so I congratulate you on reaching out to him and getting him to arrogantly say that. What do you think chapter two is of this?
Well, I'm actually trying to reach out to him and see if he'll have a sit down and talk. I'd like to really pick his brain and wonder why, or kind of get to understand why he thinks that that's a correct response to this, and really find out if he truly does believe in the Constitution, if it's something he's really going to uphold, or is he just going to be a radical new leftist that's just going to come in and try to reshape what this great country was founded on.
And by the way, for those that just tuned in, he says he'll use nuclear weapons on those that don't turn their guns in, which militarily, all of it's pure bull. But you say, oh, it's a joke. No, it's not a joke. It's about they've got the weapons, we don't. It illustrates everything. This is totally crystal clear.
Yeah, it's something that needs to be talked about. And a guy like that, quite frankly, shouldn't even have the job that he has right now making a statement like that. Think about if Donald Trump said that. If Donald Trump even joked about using nuclear weapons against dissidents, against people who didn't like him, against fake news, he would, as soon as they took control of the House, he'd be gone. You know, they'd be like, impeach, 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 and it'd be done. It wouldn't be one of those things that's kind of on the back burner where they're scared to do it. You know, and that's just that double standard that we see continuing to happen between the left and the right. If you're in the left, you can beat your wife, you can be a rapist, you can collude with Russia, you can illegally spy on American citizens, that's okay. But if you're on the right and you do anything at all, you're guilty without, you know, having your time in court. And it's just ridiculous. You lose your job, you lose your TV show, you can lose everything. You know, your social
media.
That's
it. I mean, they're telling everybody, join us, don't have Alex Jones on, don't have Joe Biggs on, don't talk about Trump being good or we'll attack you. This is pure bullying, and Americans have their line in the sand. They should say no to it. AmericanTriggerPullers.com. Joe Biggs, how do folks find you on Twitter?
At Rambo Biggs, RambobiGGS.
All right, great job. Thanks for spending so much time with us, and really great to see you to get Eric Swalwell, to come out and say, we're going to take your guns, resistance is futile, turn them in, and we're going to nuke you. What an incredible moment. Thanks, Joe.
I got a beard now.
You like my beard?
Yeah. I take mine off and you grow one.
No, my son, you know Rex, we were in Hawaii like 8 months ago, and he goes, Dad, he goes, can you grow a beard? And I said, yeah, son, I'll grow a beard. So he said, grow a beard. And now I got a wife. I love her. But the ladies like it so much, I can't stop. I'm sorry. I had no idea. Like, I'm in the beard cult now. I apologize. I'm going to grow a big, long, giant one like Santa Claus. Thanks, Joe Biggs. All right. When we come back, we are going to hit some of the key intel we've not covered yet. Tomorrow's news today, InfoWars.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
You know, somebody's got big plans for this planet. And, you know, I want humans to have a place in that future. I want a pro-human future. Big tech companies say, oh, humans are done. Silicon Age is coming. We're obsolete. Yeah, we're going to wipe everybody out in a bioweapon attack. But it's okay. We're superior. That's official globalist doctrine. But it's not discussed on the news. You know, it's weird how the globalists say, oh, the public are idiots. Don't worry about them. Let's just say it out in the open. And then when we cover it, they try to shut us down and say, don't say that. So, see, at least the public's now listening. Here's the thing. I'm not a person that thinks of my competition in how much money I've got or how big a string of women I got. Doesn't mean I don't like money. Doesn't mean I don't like women. But it's an intellectual endeavor. And my greatest frustration is that I really care about humanity. I really care about our future. I really can see the potentiality of our larger destiny. And I've seen the fallen, twisted servants of evil come after me and try to shut us down because we have the cure to their disease. And I don't sit back when I'm driving home at night and think, man, you're really a badass. You know, you've got David Rockefeller's organizations and Henry Kissinger's organizations and the Clintons and the EU all after you. I actually sit back and go, my God, isn't this choice really easy? How am I one of the prime movers in the resistance against this? So here's the big secret. I'm not up here saying these things on air, trying to impress you. I'm not up here saying these things proudly like, wow, I've got kryptonite to the globalist. I'm actually pretty upset because I'm projecting onto you that you are just like me. The globalists have bet and said, you're not. You're dumb. You're stupid. You're backstabbing. You want your 30 pieces of silver. You don't want the universe. You're going to sell out here now at this level and never go forward. Well, a lot of you may do that, but I'm looking for the people that aren't. And it doesn't mean I've got all the answers and that I'm your guru. There are no gurus. All there are cults. The priest class setting itself in front of your relationship with God and your creator. So I'll say this as clear as I've ever said it to everybody out there watching and listening. There is a war on for your soul and your consciousness. And that doesn't mean we're going to toddle into the nearest church and find God there. In fact, most of the time, you're going to find the devil because the devil puts himself in front of the gate to get to the universe of God. And all the symbols you see, the all-seeing eye and everything else, the rising sun, oh, those are the devil's sign. No, they're not. God created mathematics. God created everything. The devil has seized control of all the symbols to make you think that the devil is God. The devil is not God. So, there are people who are missing a connection to God, who are seeking to suppress your consciousness and your mind so that they can rule over you. And that's a fact. No one can deny that. And for me, it's a very frustrating fact that there are these horrible world government forces that are doing everything they can to suppress knowledge and technological development and honorableness and goodness and healthiness. Because at this point in culture, if people pushed healthiness and goodness and family and God and Christ, we would already be next galaxy over. It'd be over. And there's a real force, spiritually, intergalactically, interdimensionally, however you quantify that, that is doing everything it can in its crib to strangle humanity and to mutate humanity and to whisper in our ear and kill our own instinct to want to be with God. And so I'm not pleased that I am the vanguard, that my crew is the vanguard, that our audience is the vanguard of the resistance. This is so on its face, prima facie, easy to accept, easy to know, easy to go with. God's already got it all planned out. We just have to go with free will and choose God's plan. And so that's why I'm really frustrated, is because there really isn't a choice here. There's oblivion and death, or there's eternal life. God's created a stairway to heaven through free will. But you aren't going to be let into the next dimension unless you've chosen to not be a horrible, deceitful, manipulative devil. So a lot of people kind of rise up in their awareness and they figure out there's a scam going on and people are being manipulated. And they go, oh, great, this is great. If I dumb these people down, if I screw them over, I'm ascendant. No, you're lower than they are. You're winning in a fallen system. So if you sit back and you look at, why is InfoWars so banned? Why is it so hated? It's the same reason Trump is hated and defiled. Because Trump doesn't want to see the world burn so that he can sit on top of the ashes and feel powerful. Trump feels better and more successful when things are successful, when things are beautiful, when things are strong. And those that don't think they can meet that mark, they're fundamentally against that. And that's when you realize the fallen only can pull down the universe. They don't have the idea of expanding it. Because that's very scary to lower intellects, to see other people informed, to see other people racing ahead, to see other people having great experiences. They are cut off from that consciousness. And so to them, it's like death. So in the 2 minutes and 20 seconds we have left, I just want to let the listeners know that you've done an amazing job supporting InfoWars, and our affiliates have, and so has the crew. But I don't want to make it about InfoWars in the final equation. I want to make it about the fact that in a world of 7 billion plus people, you found InfoWars, and you resonated with InfoWars. And not because InfoWars was the highest level of human outreach, but because all of us together were looking for a better world and trying to be good and coming together. And it's that idea of us communicating, of us having community, of us having brethren, of us having kinship, of us communicating, of us edifying each other, of us coming together. And even having a chance to communicate, that is the ultimate sin of the globalists. And that, when you read their writings and their leaked documents, they say we can't let them have comment sections on articles. They're communicating. They're getting reinforcement. They're getting stronger. We have to suppress that. But even if you're in a jail cell alone, and you know God and you know justice, you're already connected to the universe. These controllers don't have anything over you. They're not the elite. They're the fallen people. And we're sad they won't join us, but we can't let them suppress us. We can't let them stand against what we're doing. We can't let them hurt the innocents anymore. And these young souls that are so ready to be part of infinity with us. And so it's all a big joke on the other side. They kill these bodies. You'll look back later and laugh. These bodies are nothing. Like a pair of clothes. You throw in the trash. But if you're not willing to go through some pain and give up this physical body, you'll never face God. You'll never be in that room with God when God tells you the next chapter. I want to be there with all of you at the next chapter. I want to be with you in eternity.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Spend your life with Extendo.